Hello everyone, this is Asclepius, with another wonderful story narrated by Isaiah. It is entitled The Cure by the Vagabond, Part 1. Background music is Lurid Delusion by Matthew Pablo at www.matthewpablo.com.
The Cure by the Vagabond, Part 1 of 2. I've lived on the streets for months now after I wrote my other letters. Now that I've written about my dealings with the Obsidian Order to warn people, the thoughts have been getting worse. I fear there'll be no escape from this terror I'm feeling inside. It is miserable. And I feel like I'm on the edge of an endless and eternal suffering. Killing myself may lead to worse suffering if the Order has somehow magically has a hold on my soul. There seems to be no way out. I've known of alchemists that use herbs to quiet the thoughts of madmen. I didn't want to go to them because I know that I'm fine, except for the fact that the Obsidians are pushing evil thoughts into my head. Not only thoughts, but they manipulate my mind so that I feel unexplainable rage and dysphoria that felt like an inward fire mixed with unending weakness and the feeling of not wanting to move, and yet not moving makes me feel worse. That's it. I'm going to an alchemist. I thought that maybe if I went along with the Obsidian's plot to make me look crazy, that they would leave me alone. It couldn't hurt. In fact, if I pretended that I believed I was crazy, then maybe the Obsidians would stop wasting their time with me. Maybe they'll let me live in peace so that I don't talk about them again. I should never have spoken openly about them. The strange thing is my wife found me, because she was worried about me and she wanted to help me go to one of the alchemists for help. I knew this was a setup by the Obsidian Order, but at this point, I was suffering so much I didn't care. I knew she would tell the alchemist I was crazy and totally twist what happened so that she looked right and I looked crazy, but I was fine with that at this point. We traveled to Kingsport and I found one of the alchemists in the town. Lots of crazies travel through there due to the fighting on the nearby island. When I entered the house of the alchemist, he asked what I was experiencing. I was fearful, to be honest. I didn't want to break any more rules of secrecy. Also, right before I began speaking, I could hear several mounted people riding by the house. I knew how the Order sends indirect messages. And I knew that the sound of the horses was their way of letting me know they had troops watching me in case I said something wrong. So then I told him I always feel bad and have uncontrollable thoughts and miserable feelings. Then my wife looked at me and said, "That isn't all of it. To be continued."
Echoes, echoes, echoes from the caverns. Is brought to you by Lord Baldrith, Asclepius, and Sir Style Teckle. Do you have a piece that you'd like us to read? Please contact us at lordbaldrith@thecaverns.net, Asclepius@thecaverns.net, or Style@thecaverns.net.